This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. Episode 22. You notice how everybody has a podcast? The dog groomer, the beer can collector, the dog groomer, the baker, the butcher,
the grieving father.
Hi there. 16th century philosopher Thomas More suggested that we keep butchering out of sight of the populace because it desensitizes them to violence, bloodletting, shootings like the one down the block last night.
Utopia.
I tell nobody I have a podcast.
It's okay.
Except you, dear listener. And I thank you for your time. I sometimes feel pathetic in the sense that I'm manipulating you through my whatever, anyway, grief. I'm sure you don't need a podcast from me. I don't remember being this pissed off or opinionated before my son died. This has been a proxy way in which I've been pseudo-communicating, almost talking with my son. It's like a one-way street. Has two lanes, trying to talk to my son. The one lane is closed. I'm here, Dad. I'm shaking my head because I'm here, Dad. That's just, I'm right here. It's pathetic. Define pathetic. You know what pathetic means?
Nope.
It means that you're trying to awaken a sense of pity in another person through your hurt or your vulnerability, your life condition or excuses. You know what? It's manipulative. When used to elicit a favorable response, somebody could be pathetic, I suppose, in a genuine way, but that's not how it's used. It's used as a tool, but usually it's used as a form of manipulation, as a tool to get you on side, to get you to go, aw, 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 what a poor fucking slob. Which is not to suggest that there are not people that need our help. I've been making this very druggy music and deserve our help. When I listen to this stuff, I'm like, especially the innocent. This is what pot made me feel like. Here we go. Didn't allow me to actualize because here comes his pot rant. Being a stoner is what? It's lame.
Yeah.
Closes you down. Fucks you up. Turns you off. And makes it harder to make decisions. Anyway. Pathetic. It makes it harder to choose. And then you blame other shit for why you're not. Yeah. Doing much. Think about that. And seeing why I'm not doing much. So late at night,
Utopia.
Technically Utopia. Early in the morning, Utopia. These days,
these nights.
Salve.
sounds like me.
It is you.
I have been waking up.
Who is waking
and just staring into the darkness?
Who stares?
With my 19-year-old cat tucked under my arm. And I'm very thankful for that. She's a baby. She's in great shape. And every moment I get to share with her, she's a good friend, is special. Actually, every moment is special. And perhaps that is what, here we go. That is what the appreciation of life is all about. That we assume, blah, blah, blah. Everybody who's young will live. I did. And everything fair, assume he would live, will happen by some cosmic process. And that there's some sort of...
This should be good.
Just script to everything. Like an order, as in God has a plan. Which God, what plan? I'm not an authority, but I would say... No. No plan. Probably no God. As such. Yeah. So at night, when my eyes pop open, not metaphorically, and the person that I'm calling I is less there when your eye pops open.
It's more a state of
semi-consciousness and floating, boating. And my mind will start running through things of this particular life I'm having.
Huh.
Conversations.
Huh.
Lots of technical things like wrestling moves and guitar scales. Some distant thoughts will come in, some people I haven't spoken to in 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
They
drift into my mind. I'll ask myself, hey self, what am I really missing? What's gone? What's going on here? And then I'll remember that I had a son.
What was his name?
And it'll come to me like that, like a distant... suggestion. A life that didn't happen.
Like a dream.
Almost unreal.
Like a dream.
I had a son.
Like a dream. Like a dream. Like a dream. Like a dream. Like a dream.
And in that state, I'll say, yeah. I had one of those. I had one of those once. Who is he? Who am I?
What was his name?
What is the other? What is the self? Why am I awake? Am I awake? Why do we love so hard? And then I'll try to reach...
What was his name?
Across my semi-delirium into my own history and say,
Hi there.
Hi there.
Marita la 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 la
What was his name? What did you name him? What did I call him? It was a borrowed sound. What was our life together? What is my feeling towards him? What is my feeling towards him? What is my feeling? What the fuck is feeling? Where is he? This is very druggy music, bro. What is the essence of being here? What is the ground of being? What is our responsibility? How should we respond? What are words? Are they actually to being alive things? What were we like before we could express? When I'm remembering him, ourself in words, bringing back the pieces of his body, remembering those pieces into a. What was your name, son? Psychic. Figurine. A puppet of my mind. And then I get to his face. You weren't always a puppet. His face. In my mind.
Go that way.
And I put together his face like a collage from the little cutouts that are tucked away in my own mind, glued together roughly. And then his face sort of comes alive. What was your name? Where are you? What were we? What were we to each other? Sometimes I feel like I have no future. That my future was all bound up, snuffed out in my son, in his existence, by his overdose, death. But my present,
I'm so sorry.
My present.
Yeah.
Is this state of long pauses before I say a word, like teetering on a, and then not finish the sentence after a precipice, a longer pause, the edge of a cliff, the silence of the unknown. And one part of that cliff is chaos, is land, is wood. It's a forest. And over that cliff, it's chaos. is unknown. To me, everything is unknown. If I turn back from this cliff and walk towards the forest, what was his name? I do so by embracing life, an aspect, by participating of the unknown, by relating, by, by integrating everything, accepting, being related to, like a family member, to life, like I was with my son. It's not enough just to live on the precipice, nibble at the edge of the forest, avoid the woods. That's not really engaging. It's stagnating. It's like being a pothead. In a way, for me, it is consciously not engaging. It's pathetic. I knew a guy with no feet. So I'm going to try something different. He used to lay outside on the ground. Over the next, I asked him, are you doing that? 3 podcasts so people can actually see you, so you can shock them. I'm going to develop a personal program. He said, I think I might, to give myself, because I'm mad, a direction, because I'm fucking mad, to either jump off that cliff. He had no feet, or turn around.
Press two.
And walk into those woods.
What was his name?
Hi.
Both decisions are valid.
Press one.
Eventually, we have to jump off that cliff, or some cliff. You know. At some point, we have to turn and walk into the unknown woods. But to choose to do so. I haven't been doing that. I've been just drifting.
Go all the way across, and then come down, and then go that way.
And then go that way. Yeah. Go all the way across, come down, and then go that way. It's not going to do it by itself. I have decided, or it has decided me.
What?
3 podcasts as a way of committing myself, committing to this adventure, the loony bin.
What was his name?
What was your name? What was your name? What was your name? It's so late, so late, so late, so late, so late. What I've been doing lately is avoiding that cut. See how I pretend to have control? Huh. Music. Anyway, what do you mean, anyway? So that's my project for right now. I'm going to deeply explore what it would mean. I'm going to deeply explore what it would mean to finish my sentence, to make a choice, and not just pause, languish, and wait at the edge of the cliff until...
Go all the way across, and come down, and then go that way.
And then go that way. And then I'm going to go that way.
I have to put a box over there.
You don't have to. You choose to put a box. I'd have to really accept over there. I'm not sure if that's right. Should I accept my son's self-death from heroin? I don't know. But that's what I'll explore. Like, does that mean anything except what I make it mean? I don't know. Is it just something that happened? I mean, to me, it means something. What was his name? But that's the essence of subjectivity. Subjectivity has an essence. I look at other people's tragedies and do we have an essence? I see them, I feel them through the prism of my own. Some essential quality. But I can sense that there's a difference or a separation that we all have to bear our grief, our shame, our disappointments alone. Somewhat alone. Do you ever start a sentence and then not even bother to, but that might be beyond the point. That might be besides the point. Life may not be about major or minor, how it worked out. It might be only about major, how we responded to it, or minor. When I'm laying in bed awake, feeling my cat and my lovely wife, and thinking about all the people I'm going to lose. Do you ever start a sentence and then it makes me conscious, not even bother to, that I don't want to waste. I don't want to waste any time. Time is the only thing we have, an essence, and our actions are the measure of that time, not our intentions or our hopes. not our dreams, our actions. Behind actions are motivations unknown to us. But now I'm looking at this as a choice. What will I do? What was his name? How will I choose? The forest? It's somewhat artificial, or chaos, in the sense that I'm deciding to do this. They're both artificial.
What?
Hear the major third. Mostly just to keep things interesting. Mushed up with the minor. The other day we were walking on the street, the major, right where there were a series of gunshots the other night. What did they sound like? Bam, 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 bam. Huh. It turns out that two gunmen were shooting at each other. That's a nice name for them. Right on the corner of my street. I would pick a different name than gunmen. Assholes. And one guy got shot in the chest. He's probably gonna die. We're all going to die. And the other guy I saw running down the street, right in front of my window, running his fucking ass off right down the street. He had that look to him like, I just shot another man, another person, another human. I gotta run. I was just thinking, those are choices. It's a particular about what kind of life to have, to buy a gun, to shoot it. It was a particular kind of run. Just be in that headspace. It's a frantic run. It was like, the danger was over, but he was running away from the moment. The day before this happened, the historical moment, there was like three or four drug dealers leaning against the fence. You can't put the bullets back in. It doesn't matter where or what fence. Yeah, they're drug dealers. What matters is that three or four drug dealers were there. They deal drugs on the corner. And my wife said, I just want to talk to them. It's not a black and white thing. A lot of white guys showing up in their cars to buy heroin. And of course my balls ended up in my mouth going, no, seems to be a lot of, don't fucking talk to them. Middle-aged white guys doing heroin. First of all, they're in a group. They're not gonna be, you know, open to opining about why what they're doing sucks. Buying drugs for society and for them. They're being used by cartels and shit like that. But they're also choosing. They're buying their drugs from the projects. They're choosing. It's a scam. We're all choosing. Even by default, it's a choice. That's interesting. I just spent some time saying I haven't been choosing. Addiction is a drug. Maybe inaction, passivity, evil. Maybe addiction is wrongdoing, the actual drug. Even circumstances has something to do with choice. Maybe choice is a type of
come
drug.
Down, put a box, and then come down here.
I'm sure random shit happens all the time, mixed in, everything's mixed in together. Bam, 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 bam. It's like a buffet that's all been bam, 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 piled into one big tray. Betrayal. Some of it's choice, some of it's random, some of it's inherited. Some of it's just dumb fucking bullshit, which I hope we could. But I thought about talking to those drug dealers afterwards, because it's come across my mind, like, what if I reached out to drug dealers and just say, let's do an interview, man, and just see where you're coming from. Totally anonymous, just to blow it open. Do you ever start a sentence and then not bother to? And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I have not stepped back into the world since my son killed himself. Forward into the world to find out why. Into the forest. And what I can do about it. If anything. If anything. Huh. Part one. Huh. Mr. Nobody. Out.